It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Jack McLam program, and I'm just very much interested in how our news is suppressed in this country and how we learn so much by going to the foreign press and reading what's happening in America. And this is a perfect example, folks. Now, if the Nutricarta Jews were 10 people or 10,000 people, you might think that the media would ignore it. But there's hundreds of thousands of Jews, hundreds of thousands, if not a million or more, Jews that are against Zionism and against the State of Israel. And I know that's shocking to our Christian leaders out there and Christian listeners out there, because you can't even imagine that. Your minister tells you that God's people are the Jews, and that we're supposed to basically worship the Jews, and if they tell you to do anything, you better do it, or God will smoke you out of your tennis shoes, send a lightning bolt down and hit you. And so in society today, we worship the Jews and Judaism and Israel, and we would give our life for them, and yet we don't understand what the Nutricarta Jews know, and the other group of Jews, several others, called Jews Against Zionism. They know that the Zionist movement is an atheist communist movement, that the leaders of which moved into Palestine in 1948 and started the false return of Jews to Israel. Now, the Nutri-Carta Jews know that, and there's hundreds of thousands of these people, and I think it's newsworthy. Certainly to Christians who have been told that this is the return, the holy return of Jews to Israel, spoken of in the Holy Scriptures, and I would say to you that the Jews, many, many Jews, the if I can say the name right, Karaite Jews, and that's spelled K-A-R-A-I-T-E, Karaite or Karat, I don't know how to spell that. I mean, I know how to spell it, but I don't know how to say it. But anyway, another group of Jews that do not go along with the Zionist movement, I forget how many thousands of them, tens of thousands of them in Israel today, who believe in just the Torah, the first books of the Old Testament, and do not believe in the Kabbalah. They don't believe in the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud that came out of their captivity in Babylon. And they're against the Zionist movement that they too know is an atheist communist movement over there. And the Karaite Jews know that it's a phony return to Israel, that this is not the real return of Jews to Israel. And then you have the Jews Against Zionism, another group, JewsAgainstZionism.org. You can go to the web and read about them. I'm going to give you the spelling for Nutri-Carta Jews here in a minute. And it is very important that the Americans know about these organizations, because so much of what is happening in America today, folks, has to do with the Christians believing this is the righteous return of Jews to Palestine, and that Israel is that spoken of in the Bible. And I'm telling you, the Jews know the truth, that it is not. Many of them do. So if you would like to study this issue that is so profound and so important to every Christian in this nation, because our ministers are telling us something that is not true, and we can, and actually, folks, if you're a Christian and have been taught by the Christian leadership of America to worship at the feet of the Jews and to worship Israel and do everything you're told to do by the Jews, you have to listen to these Jews because they're Jews. Remember, you've been taught to worship these people and worship Judaism. And so you must listen to these people and compare what they're telling you, because they're Jews. So write this information down and share this with all of our Christian friends. You know, we've been tricked so much in history. We've been tricked with a conspiracy over our economic system, our money system, and our money system's controlled totally in this nation and most of the nations of the world by private international financiers and not by our governments. We've been tricked in the educational system. We've been tricked in the political system, believing there's a difference between Republican Socialist and Democratic Socialist Party, and there's not. There is no difference. They're owned and controlled by the same international crime families. And we've been tricked in so many ways. We have not, until now, considered that maybe Lucifer has tricked us in the spiritual area. Can you even imagine that Lucifer would care to trick us in the spiritual area? Of course. Matter of fact, Lucifer is more concerned about tricking us and fooling us and deceiving us in the area of religion and spirituality than in any of these other areas. So I hope you're concerned and will read what these Jews say about the evils of Zionism and the phony return of Jews to Israel today. Here's the way you spell Nutri-Carta Jews, okay? Matter of fact, here's their website. I'll give you their website, and then I'll spell their name. The website is www.nkusa.org. That is www.nkusa.org. N as in Nancy, K as in Kellogg, USA.org. I can't remember the phonetic alphabet anymore. Isn't that a shame, folks? This old soldier and old cop, and I can't remember the phonetic alphabet. Been so many years. But anyway, it's www.nk, NutriCartageUSA.org. That's for the NutriCartage use. And here's how you spell it. It's capital N-E-T-U-R-E-I, Nutri. And then the second word is Carta, and that's K-A-R-T-A. Once again, N-E-T-U-R-E-I-K-A-R-T-A. Now, when you read this, remember, this isn't Officer Jack McLam, the Irish cop, telling you this, American-Irish cop. No, it's the Jews telling you this. So argue with them, not with me. I'm just telling you what they've told me, okay? And, however, I have studied this for over 10 years, and they're right. There's no question about it. And here's the Karate, I don't know how you say it, but here's how you spell it. Go to their website, too. I don't have their website before me, but you can put this in the search engine, K-A-R-A-I-T-E, Judaism, is what we're talking about here. K-A-R-A-I-T-E, Jews, or Judaism. Put that in your search engine and push the button. I'm not sure. I'm looking here at Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia on the web, okay? And they have a section on the Karaite Jews, however you say that name. I don't know. But anyway, this is critical, and it is amazing, folks, absolutely amazing, and proves my point that I opened the program with, that we have to go to the foreign press and search the foreign press for news about what's happening in America. If you go to NutriCarta today, to the web, you're going to see photograph after photograph of demonstrations that these Jews, tens of thousands of them, have held against Zionism and Israel in various places in the United States. There's pictures of them there with their big signs, and these are the Jews with the black hats and the beards, the black outfits on. These are the Orthodox Jews that believe that Zionism is evil, and that Israel is not the true return, the Israel over there right now. So enjoy your reading. You're going to be shocked. You will be shocked. But it's important that we awaken our people to know the truth. And so if around here at our two police and military associations, we have a lot of wonderful police officers, patriotic American Jewish police officers and soldiers that we deal with around this nation and around the world, right here in the USA. They're in the military and in law enforcement that love America, and they love freedom, and they work with us to try to save this nation. And they bring us this information because they're concerned about Americans being tricked. So thank you for our Jewish brothers and sisters who love America and love God and love freedom that bring us this information and say, Jack, research this so you guys, you Christians, will know what's really going on. But it's a shame that we can't have a free press in America without going to at least establishment free press in America. But we are praising the Lord, folks, that we have organizations using mass communications like Republic Broadcasting Network. We're praising the Lord that God has now allowed us to use mass communications to reach the American people and people around the world, like through Republic Broadcasting Network. And so this Thanksgiving we prayed, and I thanked the Lord for Republic Broadcasting Network and our other means of mass communication we've developed. Is because God has allowed us to develop it, and we are spreading God's word, the truth, out around this nation and around the world. I want to tell you that I think that this is a good time to tell you that it is December. It's a tough time to donate to Republic Broadcasting Network, but we wish you would send a little donation. And then beginning the first of the year, donate each month as we pay our bills so that we can continue to use mass communication as God intended us to do to reach our people. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We are seeking truth at Republic Broadcasting Network, at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, at our sister Police and Military Association, Police and Military Against the New World Order. And that's what we do. We seek the truth wherever it may take us. Sometimes it's pretty astounding. Sometimes we don't want to hear it, but the truth is the truth. We've got this saying at our two police and military associations that facts denied, truth and facts denied, do not cease to exist. Some people, over the years, I've found out that if they just deny facts and if they just deny truth, somehow they believe it'll go away. It never does. Have you noticed that? That's right. When I was a cop and I saw a gun on the floor at a crime scene, as much as I might want it to be a banana, it was never a banana. It was still a gun. And so remember that, folks. It's almost important enough to put on a mirror, a note on the mirror, so when you see it, we want to deny facts sometimes because they're uncomfortable sometimes. We want to deny truth sometimes because it's uncomfortable. But it never does disappear. It's still truth. It doesn't cease to exist. It's still fact. And so we're pleased that we have people pursuing truth and facts with us. And I want to share with you a truth by a man. I don't know who this guy is. George A. Kendall. George A. Kendall, but I like him very much because he's given me what I was looking for, something to say tonight as my Christmas swan song, you might say, because this is Friday night. I will not be with you Saturday or Sunday. I'll be with you in spirit, and my prayers will be with you on Christmas Day, but I won't be with you on the radio. And so tonight I want to share with you something I think's very important and very well put together and thought out by George A. Kendall. And he's written a very important article here called The War Against Light. We're in this war right now, folks. And he starts off and says this. He says, "We elderly and semi-elderly people can still remember a time when nothing was less controversial than the words, Merry Christmas. If you said them in July, of course, you might be regarded as a little more eccentric, perhaps in need of professional help of some kind, but even then, people would have been puzzled, not offended, by Merry Christmas. In my childhood, in the 40s and 50s, he must be about my age, I used to go about town at Christmas time and wish everybody I saw a Merry Christmas, without having any anxiety attack over the possibility that I might be offending a Jew, a Buddhist, a Muslim, or an atheist. Everyone responded in kind. On one occasion, I ran into my Jewish uncle, and in all innocence, I wished him a Merry Christmas. Amazingly, he did not report me to B'nai B'rith or to the ACLU for anti-Semitism, or hate speech, but he wished me a Merry Christmas in return. Well, the world has spent the last 40 years or so descending more and more deeply into insanity, one of the symptoms of which is the increasingly common phenomenon of people wanting to ban even the use of the word Christmas. Major department stores are telling their employees to wish everyone happy holidays or something of that sort, and to absolutely stay away from the word Christmas. It used to be that the big battles this time of year involved Christmas displays on government property. Now the thing is expanding more and more into the private sector. Companies are sending out Christmas catalogs that, oddly enough, omit the word Christmas, as just one example. What is this about? All of this about anyway. John's gospel in the Holy Scriptures, with his constant emphasis on the struggle between light and darkness, may give us some clues. Christmas has always been about light. We light up Christmas trees. We put multicolored lights on our houses, millions of them if we are highly competitive types with our neighbors, and heavily into conspicuous consumption. We celebrate Christmas at a time of the winter solstice, the turning point of the year when the light of day is at its lowest level and the night is longest. That is also the point where the light begins to return and the days grow longer and longer, imperceivably at first, but then more noticeably. When we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the return of light after the world's long descent into darkness. Of course, the experience of the cosmic alteration of light and darkness is universal, and every religion in the world I know of, anyway, has some kind of celebration at the time of the winter solstice. But for Christians, this means the coming of Christ, the light of the world, to end the long reign of darkness that sin has brought into the world. I hear the music, folks. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue with George Kendall's wonderful article, The War Against Light. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Back to the Officer Jack McLem program, and this is my Christmas evening message to you here, and I'm thanking George Kendall for a wonderful article here on the war against light in America and the world. And he just finished up saying here that the celebration of this time of year for Christians means the coming of Christ, the light of the world, to end the long reign of darkness that sin has brought into the world. Hence, in John's, the Holy Apostle John's prologue, we are told that in his, and this is a quote from the scriptures, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's in John 1:4-5. But in the perverse world, and that's the world we live in today, folks, the renewal of the light does not take place without opposition. You better believe it. The light becomes the sign of contradiction. And so, in John's Gospel, he tells us that, and I quote again, he says, he was the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. He was the world, and the world was made by him. and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Receiving the light, letting the light shine on us with all its intensity would force us to see ourselves as we really are, to see the darkness and sin in ourselves as the horror that they really are, and to change. Always a terrifying prospect, change. So many of us would rather stay in the darkness. We would rather go on sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death than to let the light in. And so instead of welcoming the light with joy, we hate it, and we try to shut it out. And we persecute those who stubbornly refuse to hide the light under a bushel, but instead on letting it shine everywhere. John the disciple's message sums this up brilliantly in a passage a few chapters further on, and I quote, "And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." Once again, that's in John 3:19-20. The war on Christmas, as it is now called, is really a war against the light. Christmas, more than any other religious observance, reminds people of the light, and those who do not wish to be reminded of the light are willing to go to greater and greater lengths to stop people from reminding them. So the very words "Merry Christmas" become to them an occasion to become mightily offended. Ebenezer Scrooge, before his re-education at the hands of some spirits, epitomized this attitude, and he said this, "If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. He should. Scrooge was determined to live in the dark little world of joyless greed and loneliness, and can't just live and let live when his nephew uses the expression like Merry Christmas, because that means reminding him of the light, which he chooses not to see, let alone live in. Merry Christmas is the real threat to him, and so it is for all those today who keep on waging a war against Merry Christmas. The words even coming from people of no particular faith who just say these words out of force of habit, and they're still a threat to those that live in darkness. Scrooge might have been able to tolerate Merry Christmas, or no, I'm sorry, Scrooge might have been able to tolerate Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings, though perhaps even those phrases might have made him a little irritable, but Merry Christmas definitely called for that stake of holly through the heart. And how do we respond during the Christmas season? Putting aside whatever we are doing year-round to wage the spiritual war, we ought at the very least to make sure at Christmas time that we, like Scrooge's nephew, wish a hearty Merry Christmas to everyone, especially to those that are so obsessed by trying to ban the expression. Members of the ACLU, People of the American Way, the NOW organization, the NORAL organization, and comparable groups need to receive our Christmas greeting with special vehemence, keeping in mind what Paul said. He said, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For by doing so, you heap burning coals upon his health. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And of course, we need to make sure that the wage slaves at certain enterprises, department stores, etc., who don't dare wish us a Merry Christmas because they need their jobs, get a very warm Merry Christmas from us. It may seem like a small thing, but keeping this greeting alive is part of letting our light shine before men. And we need to do that even if it means defying the people who want us to hide it under a bushel. And so, Merry Christmas to all. So said George A. Kendall. And we thank George for that. Very well put together, and a lot to think about, folks. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you tell others, too. Merry Christmas. I've been doing that this week more and more, matter of fact, as I run into people, because I'm just angry about people trying to destroy everything with Christ in it in this nation and around the world. And I'm angry, too, that not enough Christians are standing up and fighting against this. Well, we've got some callers on the line. I want to go to our callers right now and see what they have to say. I hadn't opened the phone lines up, but it's always good to get our callers in. Our dear brother Jeff in Massachusetts. Brother Jeff, welcome to the program.
Well, Jack, I want to give a point of optimism.
Okay.
Imagine America taken over by Christians and patriots and conservatives. What kind of America that would be?
My goodness.
And pretend that you're the ACLU and all these communists having to live under this, and sodomites and people like that having to live under this. Now, with this fantasy, you know what? The reason why they don't want this is because they would not be able to do their sin, and they would not be able to subjugate people under their rules. And also, too, if righteous people took over this country, guess what? They would clean house.
You better believe it, brother.
Jack, yeah. I'm gonna give you an optimistic vision, which is the house would be clean, the crime families would be in jail, punishment would be meted out in various ways. We would not be in these stupid wars. You'd have more money in your paycheck. The streets would be safer. The death penalty would be in full swing. And it would not be Hitlerian either. It would be the way that America was back in the 1600s.
That's right. I was going to say, Jeff, that it used to be that way, and the ACLU and these other communists and other organizations had to live with that, and they didn't like it very much. But the Christians, sadly, the Christians have withdrawn and allowed these people to take over today. And we've got to get our Christians out of the churches and get them back in the field of battle against these Luciferian forces, don't you think, Jeff?
Oh, yes. And the radical Muslims would be back in Saudi Arabia, because that's the way it was back in the 1600s. They would not dare put a mosque up in America. We would not allow it.
Well, that's true. Yes, very much so. Way back years ago, that's true.
Uh-huh. I mean, Jewish people are harmless, but Muslims want to take over the country. It's in their theology. It's just that simple. And how we get this country back is a grassroots effort among the people to
elect
patriotic politicians. And I was reading an article in the Boston Globe on page 85 about the New York police performing surveillance on anti-war groups.
Mm-hmm. Yes, true.
We're going towards Bolshevism.
That's right. That's right. You know, the enemy of this government, the true terrorist of this government, is you and me, brother, and any of those that don't just go along with what we're told to do.
Exactly. And the science fiction movies make Christians out to be a bunch of kooks that if we took over, it would be Hitler's Germany.
Yeah.
No, when the communists take over, then it would be Hitler's Germany.
That's right.
But that's all propaganda, you see.
All propaganda.
And you know what? There are simple solutions, which I talked about last week Sam and Trish program on the information network.com.
Uh-huh.
It was actually a very good program where I talked about illegal immigration and its destructive effects on America and where we're going to end up being as. Because you see, the communists use the same techniques. They eliminate religion, they eliminate the holidays. I mean, Hitler wanted to paganize all the holidays in Nazi Germany. That's a fact. That's in history. Paganize everything. And we are basically a pagan nation.
That's where we're going, Jeff. Yes. Well, listen, brother, I'm going to move on to some other callers here.
No problem, my friend.
I hope you have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Jeff, and your family.
And Merry Christmas to you, Jack. Have a good one.
Okay. Lord bless. Take care. Yes, let's go now to Greg. By the way, before we go to Greg, I didn't say it, but I will say it now, that, Jeff, I know you know, you made a blanket statement that all Jews are good. And I can tell you what, Gentiles are not all good Gentiles, they're not all good Jews, they're not all good Catholics or Muslims or Mormons or anybody else. We have a very, very evil leadership in all of these organizations today. The Baptists have a very evil leadership at the very top, leading us into this Antichrist world government system. The Jews have a very evil leadership, leading the Jews unsuspectingly into the Antichrist world government system. The Catholics do. You just name it. And so we have very evil Gentiles who are involved in these international crime families that are controlling our nation and setting up this totalitarian system. We have very evil Jews, or those alleging to call themselves Jews, that are involved in these international crime families. And we have very evil Lutherans and Methodists, and you name it. Whites, blacks, Orientals. There are those at the super rich at the top, these organizations that are very, very evil. So we must keep that in mind, that none of our houses are clean when we look at our leadership today. But let's go to Brother Greg now in Wyoming. Brother Greg, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, my friend.
Nice talking to you. I'm testing out my new tracking device.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, the one that'll track you when you drive around, or my new cell phone.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, but you were talking earlier about Jews against Zionism.
Yeah.
The word you're having a hard time pronouncing, they're called Karaite Jews.
Karaite. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Karaite.
Karaite. Okay, I've read that over the years, and nobody's ever told me how to pronounce it, sir. It's Karaite.
Karaite,
okay.
Yes, correct.
All
yeah, they're pretty interesting.
Thank you.
They're a group of Jews hated by most Jews.
Oh, yes, yes. They don't believe in the evil Talmud or the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
So they're incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah.
The only group, I think, isn't it, Greg, that does not follow the Talmud and the Kabbalah. Isn't that right?
Yeah, because their main thing is that they follow scripture. They're also known as scripturalists.
Yes.
They don't believe in the, they don't try to follow the traditions of man, much like Jesus was against.
Yes, which the Kabbalah and the Talmud is the traditions of men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they follow the books of the Old Testament. These Jews you're talking about. Say their name again.
Karaite.
I'm going to try to remember that. I'll probably forget it, but anyway. You're right, Greg.
Just thought I'd add that point just to kind of help you out.
Well, thank you, Greg. You know, I was going to ask when I came back from the break, somebody call in and tell me how to pronounce that word, Karaite, and you just did, and I appreciate it because our police and military have been looking at that word for years and reading about this group of Jews that have nothing to do with the traditions of men and just believe in the Old Testament and never could say their name. So we appreciate you calling in.
Well, long live the Republic.
Yes, sir, brother, and Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, Greg. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, let's do that. Let's give out the number and you can call in. We've got a few minutes left here on the program. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Arthur in Tennessee.
Okay, who is that?
Arthur in Tennessee.
Okay, Arthur in Tennessee. Arthur, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Pure and undefiled religion is to help widows and orphans.
Say that again now.
I got a lot of background echo here. Probably
yes, yeah, I didn't hear you very well.
Let me move my mouse away from the receiver. A pure and undefiled religion is to help widows, orphans, the sick, and visit those in jail, share the gospel with them, and clothe the naked. This is eye gouging and son of a bitch calling and whatnot, and the speech against the Jews really terrifies me, because I have formerly lived with Nazis. I was offered the opportunity to be presented with Hans Ulrich Rudel's medals. This was Hitler's hand-chosen successor for himself, for the Third Reich, and I refused them while I was over in Germany.
Uh-huh.
We need to bless those who curse us and spitefully use us. We need to bless these Jews and bless them with the education in the way that you have shared it. We need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these care right Jews so that we care rightly for them.
Absolutely, Arthur.
Rightly,
yeah.
For those communists, too. Now, you mentioned that you were interested in veterans that were helping out, and I want to share a couple of veterans that are helping out with you. Do you want me to hang on or terminate?
Yeah.
That line?
Hang on, Arthur. We'll be back right after this break, and we'll wind up the program. I don't know if we have any other callers, but we may, so we might have to be quick, Arthur, but you hold on, okay? Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Fast here. We've got three other callers on the line, Arthur. Can you be quick about it?
Oculus, Wall Street Journal. For
okay.
Healthcare. This regards any virus, bacteria, and even cancer treatments. You look up the company Oculus over in California.
Okay.
And United States Air Force Plant 44, DOD, rocket scientist Steve Houck, 520-589-5254. This man can't figure out how come more people are not being treated and made aware of how they may treat themselves without vaccines.
I see.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Arthur, and Merry Christmas to you. Let's go to our brother, my favorite Marine in Little Rock, Drew Raines. Welcome to the program, Brother Drew.
God bless you, Jack. All I wanted to say was Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
And your wife, and God bless you for all the work you do. Get all the callers in. Take care of yourself. Merry Christmas.
Okay, brother, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, too, Brother Drew. And thank you for standing up when many other people are sitting down. Okay. Lord bless you. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, Officer McLean, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
And to your wife also. I just had a quick question for you, sir. I've been trying to Google Arthur Koestler's book. Is it the last tribe or the 12th tribe?
It's the 13th tribe.
Because it doesn't come up on Google or Yahoo.
Yeah, try the 13th tribe. That's the name of his book, the 13th tribe.
The 13th tribe.
Yes.
Very good.
And you will get quite a bit of reading on it there.
And what was the other book that you had discussed two nights ago, sir?
Let's see. It was, here it is here. You have to get a hold of us up there at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. I don't think you're going to find this in any bookstore, but it's by Jack Bernstein, and it's called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. And it's his story of going over there to fight for Israel in the 60s and what happened to him when he married a real Jew. And not a Gentile Jew. He's an Ashkenazi Jew from Eastern Europe. And he went over there and married a Sephardic Jew, which is a little girl from the area. And they were very oppressed. And it was just a horrible thing that happened to him when he married someone other than an Ashkenazi Jew. So very interesting read as an American patriot Jew writes the story of what he found in Israel that we're not being told about today.
It's like you said, sir, we need education. We need to educate those around us. And like I said initially, very Merry Christmas to you, and I'll let you go.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, Lord bless you, Scott. Hey, let's go now. We'll try to get in Randall. I think he's in Tennessee. Randall, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mr. McLeod. I'll be as quick as possible.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left,
okay,
I think.
Okay, Galatians 3, chapter 3, verses 27 and 28 says, "For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Uh-huh.
There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus."
Yes, that's true.
Galatians 5 and verse 6, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." So it has nothing to do with blood.
Yes,
obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good night.
Amen, brother. Randall, right on target, and you're right. It's right in the scripture. It has nothing to do with blood. You are, and matter of fact, some of the rabbis even say that you are a Jew if you say you're a Jew. And, folks, it's all about accepting the Lord Jesus Christ to be God's chosen people. It's right in the Holy Scriptures, Galatians there. Read it. God didn't lie. And he doesn't change, okay? Well, folks, God bless all of you out there, and I just love to say it. Hope you'll say it. Merry Christmas to you all, and to all a good night. Isn't that what they say? Okay, well, this is that old cop, Jack McLam, looking forward to the holidays, and hope you have a blessed one. And remember, I truly do love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.